Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, February 16th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, we visit Baum Stadium during the opening weekend of Razorback baseball, but not for the game, rather to see how the stadium came to be.
Plus, three things to keep in mind when taking in a theatrical show and the history of Cubans in Fort Smith.
But first, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has a look back at the week's top news stories in this morning's Week in Review.
The state legislature convened Monday for the month-long biennial fiscal session. Going into the session, the topic on most people's minds was the fate of the state's private option, which so far has provided insurance to more than 100,000 low-income Arkansas residents. Democratic Senator David Johnson of Little Rock expressed many legislators' prevailing uncertainty.
It's a bit of a mystery right now, and I think that things will turn out with the private option like they did last year. But at this point, I'm like Senator Lamoureux, who said recently that he's not exactly sure how it happens, and I am too. But I think in the end it will happen.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Bart Hester, who voted against the program last year, said the small group of conservative legislators who remain opposed will force a change.
Well, I think on a straight up and down yes-no vote, there is not the votes to fund the private option. It will be defunded. So I think what's going to have to happen here is there's going to have to be some sort of a compromise, maybe a delayed defund, maybe a slow unwind, or maybe some other sort of compromise. There will have to be some sort of compromise to find the funding for the private option.
Lawmakers on Tuesday continued to plan possible changes to the private option to make it more palatable to many of the state's conservatives. While House and Senate leaders said the health insurance program for low-income Arkansans would be reauthorized by the end of the session, House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman told reporters Monday that he didn't see that happening.
From the conversation that I've had, I believe there are votes there to not pass the appropriation when it first comes out, and that we'll have to work on some kind of compromise, but I don't think the compromise will be on how to make the private option better, to change the private option, but a compromise on how we end the private option, setting a date and a pathway to do a controlled wind down of the private option.
Nonetheless, the first concrete proposals to alter the funding of the private option were heard Wednesday in the state capitol. In a packed joint budget subcommittee meeting, legislators were presented with alternative plans to either apply tweaks to the health insurance program for low-income people or to gradually defund it altogether. Republican State Representative Nate Bell of MENA acknowledged the political divisions regarding the program. Bell presented a plan to bar the state from funding promotional efforts to get people enrolled in the program, which he said was a compromise.
The votes are almost certainly there to not pass the private option. The votes are almost certainly not there to pass a budget bill without the private option. That's an impasse, folks. Do we want to become D.C.?
A proposal presented by Republican Representative John Burris would seek waivers from the federal government on the requirement to provide non-emergency transportation to participants. And the Joint Budget Committee considered proposed changes to the plan Thursday. The committee approved the new language in the program's fiscal bill. It involved the state seeking federal approval for establishing health savings accounts, increasing the number of adults who must share health costs, and tweaking how much non-emergency transportation would be provided to people enrolled in the private option. At the meeting, State Representative Burris said there would be a hard deadline for attaining approval.
You could consider we will have input beginning in August, and then a final submission in September, and then again, if there's no approval by December, according to all of the terms and conditions in law, the drawdown begins with an absolute cutoff date of February 1st.
Burris said he was confident the federal government would support the plans, but said the private option would end if they weren't approved. While questioning Burris, State Representative Hank Wilkins explored the possibility of Arkansas not getting the federal waivers, leaving the legislature with a big problem.
Don't you think that a March 1 date would be better than a February 1 date?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on your perspective.
In terms of the legislature having time to really address the issue, I mean, okay. You know, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Now, I think the, you know, my intent of this, and I think the legislature's intent, was to create a situation where there was an incentive for the federal government to agree with us.
The Joint Budget Committee also gave approval for State Representative Nate Bell's plan to block funding for efforts to promote and advertise the private option and federal health insurance marketplace in Arkansas. The appropriations bill for the Department of Human Services, which includes the private option funding, won't be voted on in the House until Tuesday. And the proposed amendments to Arkansas's private option were largely aimed at garnering more support for the legislation, which has lost key supporters in recent weeks. Speaking after an event in North Little Rock and after the amendments passed out of committee Thursday, Governor Beebe was optimistic.
Anytime you got to get 75%, it's, you know, it's a high bar. But we did it before, and we'll struggle and fight and claw and persuade to do it again.
While the governor said he didn't find the amendments ideal, he says it is important to be willing to compromise with others. At this time, garnering support in the Senate poses the biggest hurdle for reaching the 3/4 vote needed to reauthorize funding for the private option. Just 9 senators can override the will of the other 26 members. From the Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.